Yeah, I feel like I'm really on the radio. Wait a minute. I am. Hello? Can you hear me, Firuz?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll hear everything that's going out on the radio back through Skype, so you shouldn't be listening. I forgot to tell everybody that.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
So very good. So I want to, before we start, just talk a little bit about the show. So why did you guys choose the Twilight Zone?
Well, I guess with the whole fifth dimension thing, we just came up with some random name. And then from that, we just kind of went off and thought like, oh, dimension sounds kind of like out of this world, outer spacey. So then we went with the whole Twilight Zone thing. We just all agreed on it and we thought it'd be fun and cool to do.
That's cool. You guys watch or listen to Twilight Zone? It's kind of an old show.
Yeah, I used to watch the Twilight Zone when I was younger. I'm pretty sure, I think Thanksgiving, they always used to play like marathons on, I think it was Sci-Fi. And so I would watch it with my dad all the time. I don't know why everybody else agreed with me. I just threw out Twilight Zone because I thought it was fun. But I've watched quite a few episodes.
In a way, it's kind of pretty close to an audio show in a way, don't you think?
Yeah, it's really cool. I really like it. And I think our show, it doesn't really follow the whole Twilight Zone like plot line thing, but I think that each one of us did something that was pretty weird and like out there. And I think that's how we interpreted the Twilight Zone.
So you pretty much did kind of mini Twilight Zone-ish things that had a little bit of elements of how some of those shows ran.
Yeah. Like for me, I did one that was like, you'll hear it later on. I did like a reading of Rachel Carson, and I did it as like what she was talking about in Silent Spring, how the world was and how the world could be. So it's just like excerpts from Silent Spring. So I was like, the what the world could be is like the alternate dimension. And I have this like ambient music in the background. And I thought that would be a really cool way to kind of tie in the whole Twilight Zone thing.
Excellent. And I don't know if you guys know this, but for the DS-106 class that's going to be taught in the first summer session, the whole theme is going to be the Twilight Zone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
So there's going to be actual episodes of it reshot in video, and I think the students are going to be working probably on a lot of similar themes of the Twilight Zone, borrowing from it as sort of current metaphors for the state of technology and culture now. So kind of a retro, you know, backward looking forward in the future sort of thing. So, you know, you guys saw the future.
Yep, we did. We predicted it.
So anything else you want to tell the radio audience about the show before we play it? And then we'll talk a little bit afterward.
No, I don't think so. Not right now.
That's cool. So I'm going to line this up and we're going to listen now. Let's get the volume up to the Team Fifth Dimension Twilight Zone. Sit back and enjoy it.